Hey everybody, it's been a hot minute since I've done a podcast, so let me fill you in what's going on. Right now it's the last week in March 22nd, 21st, somewhere around there. So if you're listening to this, you know we just got done with the NC Dreams production, Chase Your Dreams trailer race. Wow, that was a mouthful. It's late. I'm sorry. I'm tired. But I'm sure we're all tired. Everybody's tired nowadays. But we just got done with that. We live streamed it on Saturday. And 4S Photography did the photos. And then we live streamed it on Sunday. And we did the photos. We kind of split the weekend up a little bit. Give each other a break. So it was a really exciting race. And they gave away a trailer at the end. That was really exciting. I was part of that whole filming the drawing part, which was kind of nice. We did 6 hours on Saturday of live streaming, and we did 7 hours of live streaming on Sunday because we did all the awards and stuff. We didn't do awards on the Saturday. So that's what we've been up to. Of course, we've been doing the Queen Creek Tuesday races that have just come to an end. We're looking forward to doing more races up there in Queen Creek. Queen Creek Barrel Racing Association. We have a race up there April 1st at John Vulcan Academy, and a race up there on April 15th at Horseshoe Park in the indoor arena, which is always nice to shoot at. They got really nice facilities up there. Although the outdoor arena is my all-time favorite. We'll just say that for now. But that's likely to change. Who knows? This weekend coming up, we have a race in beautiful Sierra Vista. The Dustin Bling Productions team is really, really good at putting on the races down there. They actually have me, I have my own parking spot and everything. They love me down there. I'm part of the team. I love it. So that's why you see me spreading so much around for Dustin Bling. I really like working with them. They run a really, really tight ship and quick races, beautiful scenery with the mountains. I'm sure right now there's probably snow on the top of the mountains. Or if not, it's got to be close to it. So if you're thinking about going down there this Saturday, if you're listening to this in advance, they also do something a little bit different down there. They started what I call the midlife crisis pot. Every barrel race has a 55 and over. And I said, you know what? That's a little bit old for me. Let's make it 40. So we do that. And they also have a high stakes pool. I believe it's $100 to get in, to enter. And I seen there were some entries in there already. So that's kind of cool. We had a good time down there for the NFR race. And of course, the pictures always come out amazing down there. And since it's so close to military, they have 5G. So the Wi-Fi works really good for the live streaming, which is always a plus, as opposed to some other places with metal roofs that cause a little interference. So we got some big stuff to is happening. I displayed something new this weekend at the NC Dream Production race. I created a little 3-foot by 2-foot board. And I created a whole bunch of race flyers for the upcoming races coming up that some producers have sent me. Not even ones we're doing, just in general. And I have a little section with QR codes for the link to buy the photos, and a link to our YouTube channel, and a link to our website, and all kinds of fun stuff. This way it's easy, because what's happening is I'm in the arena, and I'm shooting photos, and people keep coming up and asking me questions. How do I find the live feed? How do I find this? How do I find that? So now, as they approach me, because the board is right near me, they can see links to all the stuff, the Facebook page, the YouTube channel, and whatnot. And I'll probably have the draw, if I can get some way to print the draws at the race, you know, a little preliminary draw. We'll probably do that. And it was a surprise on the board this weekend, which I ain't going to announce right now, but in the next week or so, you guys will see it. I say it's going to launch April 1st, but I think it's going to launch like March 30th, a couple days early. I don't want people to think that it's an April Fool's joke. So there's that. So yeah, lots of stuff happening. What else we got going on? I'm sure there'll be a couple Cobras or something like that that I'll be doing in Marana. Those are always fun. So, all right, I guess that's enough news for now. I'm going to start doing some more podcasts. I'll just make them a little bit shorter. This way you can digest them quicker. So, there you go. Welcome to the podcast. I believe this is number 11. This is going to be uploaded to Anchor, of course, and probably added to our playlist on YouTube. So you can listen on either Spotify, Anchor. It used to be Anchor. Now it's called Spotify. Anchor for Spotify, because Spotify bought Anchor. So there might be a little confusion there, but you can watch on the YouTube channel. I am uploading a lot of stuff on the YouTube channel. I have been taking videos from the top of my camera as I'm shooting the runs, and I've been putting those runs up 5 or 6 a day. Plus, you can go there and watch the live feed. And if you were flying solo at the races and you got nobody to record you, feel free to record the live stream and crop it out, and you'll have your run. So, all right, I guess that's enough for this week. I'm hoping to see you on Saturday at Dust and Bling. It is a day race. I believe it starts at 11. I might not be sure on that, but somewhere around there. Time-onlys and pee-wees are probably earlier, so it's a good idea to get there early and do some time-onlys. Catch you on the next one.